Kids who are out of school, out of work, and in trouble with the law can easily slip through the cracks, especially in parts of the country like the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast. AmeriCorps' Youth Build program is trying to help teens by getting them invested in themselves and in rebuilding their communities. From Mississippi, NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
You got your safety glasses?
I'm prepared.
Well, that's all your sheet, huh? That what you're ripping, sir?
The busy workers on this construction site didn't know a jigsaw from a framing square when they started on this modest house on a quiet corner in Gulfport, Mississippi last fall. But now, Drayvon Shorter and Lionel Hamilton say everyone's got a favorite job.
Like Lionel, he liked doing the tile. I like doing drywall pieces and mud and tape work. Most people like painting.
I really love more or less a roofer.
Hamilton and Shorter are among the 25 young people who've been working on this project. They've already done more than a dozen homes, and this one is for an elderly woman who lost hers during Katrina.
I wanted to ask the lady if we could, you know, like decorate her home, but I guess she's gonna do it herself. So we did the best we could, man. This house came a long way.
That sense of ownership and pride is exactly what Renee Soule is going for with this group. Soule is a retired pastor and Baltimore housing advocate who uprooted his family to the Gulf Coast to start up a youth build chapter in Gulfport.
Everybody hears about Katrina. What can I do? What can I do? Well, you know, I wanted to do something long term. I just didn't want to come down for a couple weeks. I wanted to do something that was going to help build an infrastructure.
Youth Build workers are mostly troubled dropouts, many already mired in the criminal justice system, and several with kids of their own. The federally funded program offers them a chance to earn their GED and get paid while learning valuable construction skills like cement mixing.
So what you do is you put a little bit, you can always add, but once you put water, you can't take it out, okay? So what?
The affordable housing program usually works in areas of economic blight, but 20-year-old Demetrius Jones lives in a community that is hurricane-blighted as well.
Like, to me, if it just distract me from just thinking about everything going on the outside of the world, then I'm straight. That's why I just sit here and paint all day.
Jones is quietly touching up the white paint on the bedroom doors, and up until this point, he hasn't cracked a smile. He was in jail for burglary when the hurricane hit, as was his brother and drug-addicted mother. Nobody was in the house when it was struck by Katrina, and when it was demolished, he was homeless.
Yeah, it would be nice to be working on my own house. That'd be great. I wouldn't have no worries then. I couldn't work faithfully every day and fix up my own house.
His story isn't unique. Rene Soule says one or two of his kids walk the streets all night until the program picks them up the next day.
Some of them are just crashing. I mean, every week they're at a different place. We pick them up. They just go from one spot to another spot to another spot. And some of it's Katrina, some of it's poverty, and some of it's a combination of both. Yes.
Some live with families or friends crammed in FEMA trailers scattered across the area. So unlike most youth build programs, the Gulfport kids have to be rounded up every morning in a two-hour-long pickup that starts at 7 a.m. Soule also meets with their probation officers and teachers.
All of these young people, I've been to their homes, and we're not knocking, you know, the families, but they're busy trying to put their lives back together or busy trying to, you know, move forward from Katrina. And that's a challenge in itself.
And yet, Soule says he wishes he could keep the kids 24/7 so they could focus on improving their lives, not just surviving. People who complete the Youth Build program can earn a scholarship towards a trade school degree. But more important to Rene Soule, most of the young adults in his program have kept out of jail since joining up. Audie Cornish, NPR News.